It's time to take a ride down the audiobook
track. I'm John McClain. Welcome to the very, very first show of our brand new audiobook podcast. And long story short, I ended up discovering the world of audiobooks and thinking, you know what? I think I've found my spot. Red, blood-rushing, heart-beating, authentic emotion transferred into human performance. Art creation. You know, you can say you hate AI all you want, but if you ever use Siri or Alexa or anything like that, guess what? You're using AI. And let's talk about fear, shall we? Are artists ultimately on the clock? Replaceable, expendable, automatable? Because I don't work in an office, and so I'm often... It's so lonely. The global audiobooks market size is anticipated to reach $35 billion by the year 2030. I love a good story, and obviously I'm skilled in telling them, but writing them down was so much harder than I thought it would be. We're going to take a step back in time, almost 100 years, and look at the history of audiobooks. It's going out through the interwebs, which is what guys over 50 like me call the internet sometimes. Not really, just geeks like me call it that. It is true, there have been numerous examples of, you know, new technology and people freaking out. Oh no, this is going to cost me my livelihood. I'm going to have to go back to school. I'm going to spend every last ounce of energy I have fighting against this and advocating and so, or whatever the case may be.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've got voices in my head and I'm hoping I can get them all out.
I'll help you with that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Have you heard computer generated music? Is it better than a Led Zeppelin album? Have you seen a computer generated painting? Would you compare it to Monet?
Oh, wow, your life must be incredible. I mean, it must all be, you know, just absolute happiness and you know, you must have unicorns dancing around in your backyard. And, you know, I have to admit, as far as vocations go, this one's pretty cool.